Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning to you, Bill Bush. No Steve Sipple, no Jake Sorensen today. Nick Sainert here once again filling in as we draw one day closer to Nebraska playing in the Las Vegas Bowl tomorrow against the Utah Utes. Once again, Steve Sipple already out there in Las Vegas. Jake and myself will be there later this afternoon. DP is also already on site. Out in Las Vegas. Bill Bush, good morning, my friend.
How did I get outed? How did I get outed?
By what?
How did I not get it on the trip?
You were probably more than welcome.
Yeah, interest was never brought up.
Would you have wanted to go to Vegas?
Yeah, I would like to have went to Vegas.
Do you want to go instead of me?
Somehow I feel that you're behind this a little bit. Yes.
I am not at all.
Yeah,
You have this very negative view of me this morning.
Swim did something interesting. We have a brand new producer intern here working very hard on his first day. First day with me. So
first
he's never been
you,
before
yes.
at that. So
yes.
Connor, right? Connor
it,
is
it
his
is
name.
Connor.
Connor was sent out. The swim sent him out to do personal things for him, to go out to get personal. It wasn't like, hey, no, it sent him out to go get him an energy drink, which
I've never seen that.
I mean, if we go back through Bella, Ella, Ellie, if you go back to Rudy, Josh, all that. I don't think personal.
There was never a personal. Because here's the deal. I remember vividly when I started out, Steve Sipple one day made not me, but the other producer that was with Sip and Jake at the time. I think this was before you joined the show, that he would make him go get McDonald's coffee often. And so this is exactly how it all played out. I feel like this wasn't that bad on me. I was not trying to pull a stunt. I was not trying to pull a big card or anything. It was 10 minutes before the show or so. And I walked into Connor and Nick, who are also working with us today. And I said, hey, did you bunny you guys by chance park close instead of the parking garages? Because if they said no, I wouldn't have made them go. I wouldn't have asked them to go. And Connor's like, yeah, I parked right outside. And I go, okay, would you be willing to go get an energy drink? I'll give you cash, and if you can go get an energy drink from the gas station. And he's like, yeah, that's no problem at all. And so I handed him a $10 bill. I said, get if you want something, get whatever you want. He brought back the energy drink that I asked for, and all things are good. He's here by the start of the show. I just wasn't able to leave. First day in.
Like that. Is there any dry cleaning that has to be picked up later?
No.
Any kids at school?
I feel like we were blowing this out of proportion. I'm going to be 100% honest with you here, Bill. I feel like this is being blown out of proportion.
All of a sudden, it's like, hey, I'm going to Vegas today, and I need my energy drink. And yes, they did. Yes.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yes, the pyramid of trust. Like that. The tree of trust is going to have something written up on this next year for the Thanksgiving Eve party. This will be something in the tree of trust that will have to be addressed.
There's nothing. I meant nothing by it. Connor and I have known each other for months.
Yeah.
He was in actually part of the class that I, when I did professional in residence at the university, he was in the class that I was in. And so I've known Connor for a couple of months, and no, nothing was meant by it. No ill will. I told him he can get some breakfast if he wants. There was plenty left. I had him keep the change. Thanks for doing this. And I feel like this was blown out of proportion.
Okay, day one.
Day two. Day two.
Still counts as day one here. You've never been here. Yes. I thought.
Bill, we have a lot to get through throughout the course of the show. But first, I wanted to get your thoughts. I've been texting back and forth with Jake the last 24 hours or
Jake
so.
Jake Sorensen. I have not, because I've left him.
Okay.
Because I just knew we had all that stuff going
sure.
on. You guys had to match up your Vegas trips. That makes sense.
Yes.
So I'd left Jake kind of be, so I've not texted back and forth
okay.
with him at all.
Well, here's the deal. He notified me that he's a little concerned about the 4 a.m. wake up tomorrow in Las Vegas for the show. Yeah. I don't think Jake is listening right now. I'm in a group chat with him, and he has not replied in said group chat that's been exchanging with messages this morning so far. And I would ask you, do you think Jake will have any issues waking up 4 a.m. Vegas time for the show tomorrow?
Well, if you wake up at 4 a.m., you'll be late because the show starts at 4 a.m.
So,
yes.
So to get ready by 4 a.m.
Yes. Jake won't be, but no, that's, like I said, I did it a month, 6 weeks ago. I did this, got up at 3:30
yes.
and did it. And at that time, I didn't even mention a word where I was at that time.
Nobody knew.
I didn't tell anybody where I was. I just got up at 3:30, did the show, and then that was all there was to it.
We got this on the text line. Gorilla Bear says, here's $10, get me an energy drink, and get yourself some breakfast with the remaining $6 is crazy. it was at a gas station. Like, I just, maybe I'm in the wrong here. Maybe I'm in the wrong. It was not, if I would have
it's a classic example of a superior, obviously.
That's not what I'm trying to be. That's not what I was trying to be.
It's okay.
All I will say is if I would have gotten up 10 minutes earlier, I was planning on stopping to get a drink for myself.
Is there any chance then that Nick and Connor would have any interest in putting the shades up that we normally have up for the show?
You know
would
what?
Have any
that's
interest
a great,
in,
that's a that, great
that,
point.
Is there any interest in that?
I forgot these yesterday.
Yes,
should I go ahead and put
this
them
was
up
yesterday,
right now?
And so, yeah, so.
I wondered if we feel a little more constricted
it's
and confined
in right here.
We don't really know what's going on.
We usually comment
outside.
On what's going on over at the Hampton, but we can't do the Hampton because we don't have the remote here to do that.
So we are, there we go. There goes one, and there goes two. So now we can see outside. We can see outside. This is, I'm going to be honest, Bill. This is, I've had some mental lapses the last 2 days.
Well, it's a morning routine that's not, these things are all by the time your show starts are already up and going. Jake Sorensen has already
that's true.
Banned this. Me and Steve Sipple, we don't do any of this. They handle everything. So, I mean, they being Jake and Rudy handled everything with getting everything unlocked, set up, ready to go. Rudy was very efficient when he came in. Very,
yes.
very efficient. When he went, he just went from room to room to room to room and what he had to have done in each room then was set and ready to go. Now, Rudy did not leave the room.
Yeah.
He did not leave his chair. Not one time would he.
He didn't talk. Talked if you talked to him. He was, yeah. Rudy was a great guy.
All business.
Yes.
All business. He took care of everything, then got into his spot, was ready to go, and then he was ready for Song of the Day.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of his big things was Song of the Day to get ready to go. But no, Jake will be just fine. He'll hit that just fine. But yeah, there's always a little, because I imagine that you guys will probably be out and about a little bit tonight.
One of the texts that I received yesterday afternoon was, Nick, what are our plans?
Yeah.
And he's left a lot of the planning to me.
Is there some sort of a Husker? Is there a Husker bar there? A Husker?
I'm not sure. I'm sure somewhere there's a Husker bar where we are going to be at. There's probably not a designated Husker bar. Now I think that there's a fan fest tonight. Like there's
okay.
some fan get-togethers tonight and stuff. We had some people text in yesterday letting us know if you're listening again. Let us know 402-464-5685. I probably should know this. Just off the top of my head, but I land around 3:15 this afternoon, Vegas time. So I fly out of here at 2:15 in Omaha. And, once we get out there, I think there's a fan fest at 5 PM in one of the hotels. And then tomorrow there's some tailgate parties outside the stadium and things like that for Husker fans. And so I know there's stuff going on. The SRS, like Las Distribution, Las Vegas Bowl corporate people sent the people that are got media credentials all the information on all the events. So I just have to take a look.
I didn't know if there
was
like a underground type of thing, like, hey, Husker fans are meeting at the sports book at Caesars.
It would
or
be great.
Something of that nature, where they're like, hey, this is being organized kind of on our own type of thing. There's the Nicole Swigert. I don't know if you know her.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole runs the University of Nebraska, which is awesome. And Nicole does all of the basically alumni events. Mm-hmm. So if there's an event where you can get to that Nicole Swigert is running, it will be epic, and you will want to hug her and pick her up and carry her around Vegas, because she will just such an incredible job.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And right now, I know they're looking to double her salary, and they should should triple it for what she does for the alumni. She's the who would you say that? She's the Nick Saban of alumni. And
Whoa.
So people call her all around the country on how to run their events. She's the number one person.
I believe I met them, her and her husband.
Lauren,
yes.
Leading tackler in the
yes.
history of Norfolk High.
I met them on the plane to New York last year for the bowl game.
Yep, they'd have been on that. That's
so
correct.
So Jake and I, when we flew out of, because we had a connecting flight, obviously, in Chicago. And when we were on the flight from Chicago to New York into LaGuardia last year, I think Jake and I ran into them, and that's where I got to meet them. Jake introduced me to them.
Yes,
phenomenal people.
Quick side note: Lauren Swigert's quarterback in high school was Cleet Blakeman,
the NFL referee.
NFL referee, former quarterback at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. That was Lauren's quarterback at Norfolk High. But again, if you guys get a chance, if you want to do, there should be an ESPN 30 for 30 story, 60 minutes. Something should be done on Nicole Swigert and what she does for Nebraska alumni. Thank you.
So Bolt asked the question on the YouTube stream. Hey, Swim, did you make Bill's coffee this morning?
What's that? Yes.
They were asking. They're wondering about the dynamic and what's different drink versus coffee.
He made the coffee. Did it yesterday, too. We're a little bit better. I had an air this morning in coffee heating up. But so it's not great because of just a malfunction of what I selected on the microwave. But we're getting through it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
well, that's,
okay.
That's good. A couple of texts from the text line.
Is there any other things you need done around your house or anything that
no.
you could have Connor run over
no.
and do?
The hammer okay. texted okay. in. And normally I welcome people that call me out on the text line. I bring those up. I don't just talk. I don't
oh,
just.
Oh, you're okay.
I'm not a selective reader. I don't select.
Jake Sorensen's the best at being non-selective. Jake brings up.
Oh, really? I've heard otherwise.
No, Jake brings up stuff on himself a lot.
I've heard otherwise.
No. Jake.
Okay. Well, the hammer chimes in and says, Swim, when I first heard about having Connor go get you something for you, I thought, man, that's not right. But after you explained yourself, I don't think you did anything wrong. The hammer said that on the text line.
Hammer time. Okay.
Yeah, so there you have it. John in Southeast Lincoln says, Nick, just buy Connor lunch and all is good. So I don't know. He also, John in Southeast Lincoln says, Nick, you and Jake should go to a place called Dig This in Las Vegas. You can operate heavy equipment.
I've heard of those places. You operate heavy equipment.
No,
you can drive
way.
A caterpillar, things like that. Yeah, you can move dirt. Yeah.
That sounds pretty enjoyable, actually. Who in Columbus, Bill? No, Bird
wrong
in Columbus.
Wrong time. Okay. Yeah.
I thought you just did it just once.
We do it just once.
Just during Song of the Day.
It's only Song of the Day.
Really?
Only Song of the Day. Sorry about that.
I almost got you, though.
Yeah, I did.
You took your lips off the coffee for a second, and you were about to scream it.
No, and then I realized that there was an error there, yes.
Okay, hand up. That's on
anyway,
me.
Let's do roll call. That's usually what Swim does next.
No,
we'll do a roll call.
It is a Tuesday. Bird in Columbus said, head to Fremont Street Pep Rally. That's where it's at today.
Yeah.
Is the Fremont
and
Street
I'm sure
Pep
Nicole
Rally.
Will be there running that also. But talking to Sip yesterday, he was very high on Old Vegas and Fremont Street area as compared to the Strip. And it's cool down there. It really is. And they've redone it. It's really nice.
Okay, because
the Golden Nugget is down there.
Today will be the first time that I make it to Fremont Street. Because I told one of the things I told Jake is I said, and this isn't a popular or this isn't an unpopular take. I said instead of us having to buy drinks and beers everywhere we go, I said I'm just going to go to either Fremont Street or to a gas station wherever I can find it and get us a case of beer. And I said that way we can have a little bit in the hotel room, and that way we don't have to pay for so much when we go out because they're going to be expensive. Nonetheless, in Vegas, because when I was there in July, it was the crazy prices. But when you add in the fact that it's New Year's Eve festivities going on as well, they're going to probably be jacked up a little bit more. So I told him, I said, well, I'll go to either Fremont Street or somewhere and get us a case of beer. And we'll be good to go for the rest of the three days.
It's like
days
spring
that we're
break
there.
For you and Jake. It's like spring break.
I will say this, Jake.
The
and
Vegas
I,
Bowl spring break.
Jake and I have we butt heads every now and then. We talk a lot of junk to each other. Yeah. However, this will be the second time we're on a bowl trip together, and he and I don't know if Jake will ever admit this, but I can guarantee you that one of the best trips Jake has ever been on was our trip to New York last year. That was one of the best trips. He got shrimp and Brussels sprouts every single meal we had. That was every single meal. Steak, shrimp, and Brussels sprouts for Jake Sorensen. So I think there's high expectations this week for Las Vegas. But Jake and I will be on the show tomorrow morning from Las Vegas, 4 a.m. local time. Bill, any New Year's Eve festivities on your docket this week?
No, we're going. We have our reservations, I think, at 4:30 in the afternoon. 4:30, yeah, me and Laura.
Where at?
Momo's.
Okay.
Going to Momo's at 4:30, going to sit at the bar. We'll probably be able to watch the end of the Nebraska game, and hopefully we'll be home by 6:30.
Why so
and
early?
What's that? Because the playoff game's on. And so playoff game is on, so we'll be in comfortable clothes by 6:30, 6:45. We'll be in comfortable clothes with sugar, and we'll watch the playoff game and be in somewhere in bed sometime around that 10:30 mark. We'll wrap it up.
Will you have any chance to stay up for the ball drop?
Zero chance.
Not a chance you stay up for.
No,
it.
There's a chance I might be able to catch the East Coast one at 11 o'clock here.
But
even that's going to be because it all depends on how the game goes.
Okay.
Because once that game's over, I'm wrapping it up. Because Laura and Gigi have a big trip the next day. They're going. They got a big dance competition in Chicago. So on New Year's Day, they're headed out.
I didn't know about the one in Chicago. I know there's that one every year in Florida.
I think there's the big one in Florida. Yeah. And I'll be attending that, yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. Is it still at like the ESPN studios? Yeah.
Yes. The Pollinaires will be there for that.
Well, there you go. Yeah. All right. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizers, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show, custom application included. Learn more about what Joey and the squad are doing in Bertrand at 738ag.com.
I know we're taking some heat today, Joey, but don't put that on Swim. It's 738ag.
Oh.
Yeah, 738ag.
I apologize, Joey.
That's okay. We called it 738 for a long time also.
Yeah.
And then I went out and had a corporate meeting with Joey and the entire staff. And we sat down, and that was one of the things that was addressed.
Well, Joey, let me do this again. 738 Ag, if you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you.
I tell you what, if you want to stop by someplace tomorrow, I'd stop by there probably around, I don't know, they'll probably be off with they'll probably have the game on in their offices and stuff, so I'd stop by there tomorrow. It'd be a great place to stop by tomorrow just to be festive. Mm. They'll be very festive at their place. They have lights up and stuff. They have They have a huge, you know, where all their trucks are parked at, and they have an unbelievable office there. Stop by and see Joey tomorrow. They'll have free things for you.
Whoa.
Yeah, they'll have free, they'll have gifts.
I had a feeling that I might have I messed something up because you didn't yell Joey. And so I don't know what was going on there, but it didn't feel right off the
bat. I got caught up in the 7-3-8, okay. And so that's what threw me at that. Joey!
Thank you. There you go. We gotta get back to it. How, on a scale of 1 to 10, Bill, how excited are you to get the entire gang back together of you, Jake, and Sip on Friday?
That will be fun. If everyone
makes
Because
you guys are big routine guys.
Big routine guys. We don't like things. And we've been apart. We've been askew for quite some time.
I know.
With the holidays, with Sip leaving early for the bowl game, and then Jake having the death in the family, there was a lot of things that threw us way, way, way off. So appears as if the only person showing up here kind of in studio right now is me. So everybody else is on a bender.
That's right.
And Jake's continuing that today. So now Jake will have been gone for a long time. I think from the time he left here to drive to Denver to fly out to Vegas
Get
him back to here. Then what time are you guys on the similar flights coming home on?
Yeah, so Jake and I, we fly back on, there's a lot of good football on.
You guys, I can't believe you're flying back New Year's Day. Three great games are on, and you're missing all of them.
I know. I'm telling you right now that I am very aware of all the games that we're missing on January 1st. I wanted to fly back, not necessarily early in the morning, but there was like a 9:30 or 9:45 a.m. flight that I wanted to take. And because obviously you lose 2 hours. You get 2 hours later once you fly back to Omaha. Jake said, Nick, no, we're not taking an early flight. He wanted to take the 2:40 p.m. flight out of Las Vegas, which means we land at 7:15 Omaha time. That is right smack dab in the middle of the afternoon when all of these games are going on. We're going to be able to see the 11 a.m. game for a brief moment, and then the rest you just chalked up to we're in the sky.
I would have stayed another night. I would have just stayed. It would have been awesome to stay in Vegas one more night.
For all the playoff games.
And go to all the playoff games and go to the sports book and watch the playoff games would have been incredible.
Yeah. I mean, that's the plan tonight is get off the plane. And once we have a couple of work stuff we want to get done and take care of video wise and things like that. However, I want to go to the sports book and watch New Hampshire, Nebraska tonight. Men's basketball, 8 p.m. Central time tip off there.
That would be one of the last things I'd be watching.
You wouldn't want to watch Nebraska basketball?
What's that? Oh, I love Nebraska basketball, but not against New Hampshire.
Okay.
No, that doesn't interest me. It's not when there's bowl games on. There's great bowl games on today. I mean,
there are good bowl games.
I think Tennessee's playing Illinois like at middle of the afternoon. There's a good game. USC TCU's on tonight. Like that, I'll quad box it probably, and I'll have Nebraska on in the corner.
Here we can here
I'll check it out. There's great games. So no, I'm not anti Nebraska basketball at all. But versus New Hampshire, who I think's what 4-7.
They're bad 4-8. Yeah, the Wildcats of New Hampshire. Yeah. The games that are on today, not necessarily that great, this one. Coastal Carolina versus Louisiana Tech, but like you said, Tennessee versus Illinois.
A lot of interest in that game.
4:30 p.m. on ESPN in the Music City Bowl, and then in the Alamo Bowl, USC versus TCU at 8 p.m. tonight. So, okay, I'll probably watch that USC TCU.
Yeah, there's
game.
Some good, you know, but I will give Nebraska. They'll be if they're in the quad box, which they can be. I'll watch some of that. I'll have it on the side, and then let's say for some reason the game's interesting. Then I'll watch it very closely. For some reason, it's in the middle of the second half, and it's like 70-70. Okay, I'm going to watch this, but it's still New Hampshire.
I think I'm more watching it for the history that Nebraska's making. There, I mean, this game on Friday, it's matching up to be. It's setting up to be a real big one.
Boy, talk about a downer. That'd be a downer, wouldn't it? Nebraska lose to New Hampshire. That would be with the buzz for the Michigan State game. Yeah. It won't happen, but
no.
But there is some incredible buzz for it. I also thought there was incredible buzz that I thought was great. I really did. Some people that want to just crush Lincoln Riley, and I just absolutely love what he said. He's like, you know what? We did not cancel the Notre Dame game.
Yeah.
We just said we wanted to play it early in the year, and that's it.
He goes something along the lines of if they were, you know, honest and truthful of that they wanted to play us anytime, anywhere, then we would still have the rivalry.
We have the rivalry. We said we will play this game in the first four games, and Notre Dame said no. And within seconds, Notre Dame had the BYU schedule done. Hmm. And so it's like, no, we're not going to do that. Okay, we're going to the BYU. So this when you don't get to have everything. No. I mean, I'm 100% on USC, Big Ten, conference mm-hmm. style. When you don't have a conference, you don't get a say when. And just because it has been because that game is not always, it's been the last game of the season, and it's been in the middle too.
Yeah.
So you can't say, nope, it's always been this game. That's not true.
Yeah,
it's not true.
Where do you land with rivalry games, with those types of rivalry games? Obviously, we're going to always keep the in conference rivalries, the Ohio State Michigan. But do you see us trending towards a direction to where those the Notre Dame USC, the ones that they have to physically agree to in the non con slate, essentially, do we see those going away at some point?
I don't think so, because I don't think Clemson and South Carolina are going away.
No.
Louisville, Kentucky's Florida, not going Florida away. State. Florida State's yeah. not going away. All those, they're not going away. And what it is, it's horrific for the fans. And all I care about is the fans.
Yeah.
Because that's what I am now. I'm a fan, so I don't care about anything else. I mean, Texas A&M, one of the top two wow. probably rivalries in football, not played for 13 years.
Yeah.
Because someone got bent out of shape because yeah. of the conference change. And then Oklahoma State. That's not like epic football, but it's still bedlam. And for that not to be played anymore, I mean that's not cool. So again, who hurts? The fans. Mm-hmm. That's who hurts like that. And the players. You're telling me that if you went to Texas and Texas A&M during that window as a player, that you wouldn't want to play in that game?
Yeah.
You can't wait to play in that game. Imagine all of a sudden, you know, Ohio State, Michigan, we're just gonna take 4 years off, and you go there as a player, like going, I came here to play in that
yeah,
game.
Yeah,
that's what I'm here for. And then to be like Notre Dame being, I mean, if it's factual how it was laid out, and I have to believe it is, because Lincoln Riley went out, you know, in his mm-hmm. press conference and said, oh, no, we agreed to play the game. And all fans want to hear is that. Yeah. Hold it. We agreed to play the game.
It's not our fault that it's not being played.
Yeah. And then also, that's a tough deal. The Big Ten, you play 9 games. And so your non-con every year
yeah.
is Notre Dame. Just imagine if Nebraska's every year was Notre Dame.
Yeah.
You'd be like going, well, hold on. We can get more losses. We can. No, they didn't shy away from it. They just said, no, we got to play it in the first four. Because if we lose that game week two, doesn't kill us. We yeah. lose it week 11, kills us.
Yeah. A great example for Nebraska is the Tennessee matchup, right? Like, don't forget what Danny White, the Tennessee athletic director, as soon as it was made public that game was not happening, Danny White made it very clear that it was not Tennessee's side that brought those conversations up. And so I thought that was really interesting too, because to your point, it's also ADs want their fans to know, hey, we didn't do this. Like, we want to play the games.
Yeah. The Nebraska fans got robbed horribly. Mm-hmm. Both sides. When Tennessee comes here, would be epic to see him walking around town. It'd be unbelievable. And then for the Nebraska fans to go to Neyland Stadium would be unbelievable experience.
Just because it's on the top of my head, and I genuinely don't know the answer to this. Maybe I'm missing a wide open one. Who was the last SEC team that in the SEC conference came to Lincoln in a non-con?
I remember back in the what would have been in the 80s, Auburn came here.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think that in the Nebraska last 15
went, Nebraska
years.
Nebraska went to South Carolina. Did South Carolina come here also back in the 80s? During that time frame.
But I'm trying to think, like, you know, obviously we want Oklahoma. Husker fans, Oklahoma is a popular one that they want, obviously because of the tradition and the rivalry there from the old days. But I'm trying to think when, and the text line could probably help us out, 464-5685 or the YouTube stream. I wonder, off the top of my head, last actual SEC team, because I think there was also some excitement for me as a fan and as an observer to go, okay, yeah, it's Nebraska versus SEC, home and home. Not only do you get them here, but you get to go to Neyland. And that was one of the trips I was looking so forward to.
Everyone was. And that's like, well, it's a tough, they're the 10th ranked team in the SEC.
Yeah.
It wasn't Georgia.
No, they were 8-4 this year before obviously the bowl game today.
But to go to Neyland Stadium, people don't realize it. It's not kind of cool. It's remarkable. It's 104,000 people. If the Nebraska fans that have been to different stadiums, you'd have been blown away, like going, okay, I've been to some stadiums. I've seen nothing like this. The checkered end zone. I mean, when you go in there, I mean, it's nuts. And then having them come here. How imagine that week.
Yes.
There'd have been people here from Tennessee on Tuesday. They'd be going, like, for them, there'd have been a bucket list game.
Yeah.
I want to go to Nebraska.
Absolutely.
I want to go see this place. This is awesome. They've had unbelievable success. There's going to be 90,000 people there. I want to see this. And the tickets would have been insane for that game. Yeah. Literally insane, because Tennessee fans would have been trying to buy up anything they could possibly get to be here. So when anytime the fans get robbed, and that's anytime there's games changed like that, that's who it is.
Yeah.
The fans get robbed. And there's no fans that are like going that didn't want to go. The number of fans I've talked to are going, yeah, we were going. Mm-hmm. No, we're not. We were going.
Yeah.
So
now you get Houston Christian.
Yeah.
So, all right, Bill, we had a question on the text line. Gus asks you, if Bill was making the schedule for Nebraska, what are three non-con games you would schedule every year? And every year is tough, but you would switch
it.
Yeah,
every year.
Maybe you could say like conference opponents, or, you know, I want to play an SEC opponent every year, whatever it might be.
Yeah, for one, because there's really only one team that still gets things kind of worked up, and is Colorado. I mean, that would be my number one focus. And they Colorado came out and said, we would like to play Nebraska every year. And we honestly, what do the fans think? I think that if you play 10 times, then Nebraska probably is going to win 8. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look how things are trending right now. Look at resources, look at fan base, you name it. You are on the upside. You're like the Georgia Tech,
yeah,
where it's a rivalry, but Georgia generally wins the rivalry. I mean, that's just what happens. And the rivalry would still be good, because that's something that they still remember, and there's still a disdain on both states for each other. And so Colorado doesn't like Nebraska, and Nebraska doesn't like Colorado, and they want to play it. And to go out there every other year to Colorado, and the fans do, they yell at you, and it's not nice, and it's a lot of fun, is what it is. So Colorado would be my only focus that would have something big. And then just somehow, like I said, if you had occasionally to have something, you know, whether it be ACC or whether it be, you know, SEC, but to go to North Carolina, to go to someplace on East Coast, to something that would be kind of a cool deal to have. I don't have a lot of interest, because the conference is already out there. So occasionally you're going to the West Coast already. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, well, I'd like to get out and play Cal.
Sure.
I don't see that as being interesting at all.
There was a unnamed texter says, if the SEC would have agreed to a 9 conference games prior to the decision to cancel the Tennessee series, that game would probably still have happened. Not entirely sure on that. However, what I would say is the SEC has one-upped the Big Ten in the fact that they're 9 conference
nine
games.
9 plus 1.
Plus they have to still have the marquee.
The marquee non-con
games. So,
Sankey flexed on that one.
Oh, big time.
He flexed on
and
that
I
one.
And I didn't think that they were going to be able to. I did not think. I thought that if they went 9, they would take away the non-con.
They're also the part of the deal. Well, the numbers haven't really been there, but there'll be more money, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to get way more money.
100%.
Because that's what happened this year, big time in the Big Ten. There wasn't enough good games.
Yeah.
It was like, all of a sudden, it's like there's not enough good games to be played.
That's why I wonder why Nebraska hasn't played maybe an SEC opponent. Or maybe they will going forward. We'll see some things. Because Nebraska is still an attractive opponent for a home-and-home. For an SEC team like a Tennessee or a Missouri, right? They very well could be an attractive opponent for them to say, hey, let's schedule a home and home in 28 and 29.
I would like a Missouri. I would like a home and home with K-State.
Yeah.
I'd like a home and home with Iowa State.
Yeah. I was thinking
K-State more than anything. If I had to pick one, it'd be absolutely K-State. Missouri would be one that would be cool.
The Kansas State one would be so easy. I mean, it's a 2.5-hour drive to the Little Apple. I mean, the stadium's
Imagine going back to Como. Mm-hmm. It'd be sweet. I mean, what's that, 4 hours down there?
Yeah.
I mean, not bad. So, I mean, it'd just be, and their stadium's all redone. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet. It'd be really sweet. But no, you want to have those, you want to have as many games as possible, because if not, like next year.
Bless you.
Bless me. Our non-con. These are season ticket holders. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, okay, what do we got for non-con? You got 3 games that are not, that you want.
Well, the conference schedule might be the reason why. It's Ohio, Bowling Green, and North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean that's horrific. But hey, pay your money.
And get 3 wins.
And this last year was horrible. I mean, we had Akron and Houston Christian back to back. I mean, so you have to have with nothing there. The year before that, when Colorado was in the mix, guess what? It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
It was pretty epic both ways, going out there, coming here. It was really cool. So just for the fan base, and I know, and And if the fan base is just like, all I care about is I just want to see gimme wins, then I don't want to have a conversation that in with that. I want to see nothing but good games.
Speaking of Colorado, this kind of flew under the radar. They hired a new athletic director earlier this week. They took
from New Mexico,
from New Mexico, a 37-year-old athletic director takes over for Rick George. Fernando Lovo takes over at Colorado as their new athletic director. That kind of was something that went under the radar in the national college football news. Something that was announced this morning by Pete Thamel, Chip Kelly, back in the coaching ranks in college football. We'll tell you where and what he's doing. It is in the Big Ten Conference yet again. We'll talk Chip Kelly on the other side here. Early break on the ticket. We'll be right back.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.